Chapter 1, Task 17. Listen to the following conversation of the pharmacist with a patient, explaining how to use a metered dose inhaler. Order the sentences as they come in the dialogue. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Brown. How have you been recently? I haven't seen you for some time.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing fine. It's only I've had this problem with my breathing, been short of breath for some time, and my doctor prescribed me a new drug.
Let me have a look at it. Ventolin. It's a bronchodilator, which means a drug that widens your bronchi and makes it easier to breathe. It comes in inhalers. Have you ever used an inhaler, Mr. Brown?
No, I don't think I have.
I'll explain everything to you if you can spare a few minutes.
Of course. Please go on.
It is very important to use it properly, because if you don't, less medicine gets into your airways and the drug just won't work.
All right, so what should I do?
There are different types of inhalers. The one we have here is called a metered dose inhaler, which means it delivers a consistent dose of the medication. You can carry it with you and use it when you feel that you are short of breath.
So you mean I don't have to worry that I take more than necessary?
No, you don't. The medicine is inside this container here, and the plastic part is the mouthpiece. Before you use it, you have to take the cap off the mouthpiece and shake the inhaler well, like this.
Okay.
Then you breathe all the way out, place the inhaler in your mouth, and seal your lips around it. As you start to breathe in slowly, you press down on the canister one time. Keep breathing as slowly and deeply as you can.
All right. So I take it into my mouth, breathe in, press, and the medicine goes into my lungs.
Exactly. Then you should hold your breath for about 10 seconds so that the medication reaches the airways. If your doctor has ordered more than one puff, you should wait about 1 minute between puffs.
I see. How do I know that the medicine inside the container is running out?
Oh, that's very important, and you should control it so that you have enough time to refill your prescription. The number of puffs is specified on the package, just here.
Oh, 200 doses.
It means that if you take 4 puffs a day, the medicine should last around 50 days. Make sure you see your general practitioner on time.
I'll have to write that down, just to be sure. Is there anything else I need to know?
It's just you should keep the inhaler clean. You can wipe the mouthpiece with cloth or a cotton swab. That's all. Do you want to try the inhaler now? I can have a look at the way you are doing it and perhaps give you some more advice.
Yes, that's a great idea. Thank you. So I take off the cap and shake the container. Well,